Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Some serious questions around the COVID-19 side effect. Not the fact that there are terrible side effects, the concern about what happens if they are. Who covers that? Joining us on the line is Jean-Paul Rudd, the attorney and partner at Adams & Adams. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you and all your listeners.
I mean, I'm tempted to ask you the legal implication of Ace Machashule suspending the president, but this is not your field. I would imagine you did what the rest of us did, was to shake your head in wonderment.
Pretty much so.
Yeah. So, but let's just talk about the vaccine side effect. Should people suffer from side effects and should it become a serious issue? What happens then?
Okay, so well, we've seen around the world lately that there's a lot of side effects that have developed from the administration of the vaccines, whether it is blood clots or, serious infections. Now, around the world, the world is a bit ahead of us in terms of the vaccine rollout. We've seen that the governments around the world have granted immunity to the big pharmaceutical companies for any unintentional injury caused by any vaccine administered. Now, in South Africa, it seems like we're going to follow suit by certain regulations that have been published by the Minister Dlamini Zuma, flowing from her powers from the Disaster Management Act, which basically introduces a COVID-19 vaccine injury no-fault compensation scheme. Now, what the scheme is, or what it's supposed to be, it's not promulgated yet. It's only a draft at this moment. But once it gets promulgated, it will basically be a scheme to compensate South Africans for any injuries they sustain due to the administration of the vaccines. Now, there's certain criteria. The vaccine firstly has to be approved by the South African Health Regulatory Authority. And two, it obviously has to be administered by a facility in South Africa. So if you are injured following administration of the vaccine, then you can claim in terms of this compensation scheme. Now, the compensation scheme has two criteria. The first one is it sets up the adjudication panel. So the adjudication panel consists of various experts. I presume it would be medical experts and other experts, and they assess your injury and what sort of compensation would follow. And then if you are not satisfied with the adjudication panel, you can obviously take it on appeal as well. The scheme provides for appeal panel as well. Now, only at that stage, if you are not satisfied with the outcome of the adjudication panel, as well as the appeal panel, only then can you institute court action. But there's a few provisos in the regulations. One, that you can only institute action against the national government, and you won't be able to institute action against any of the pharmaceutical companies. So this, in effect, means that it would seem in terms of the vaccine procurement agreements government reached with the big pharma companies, that they have granted them immunity against any action instituted.
To be fair, what you mentioned before I think is quite relevant, is that they hardly really had a choice. If they were going to get the vaccines, it would appear as though they would have had to have agreed to this, as other countries have done around the world.
Yes, I mean, you can just look at the fact that the pharmaceutical companies have not negotiated any contracts with any private companies or anything. I mean, you would think, or we've seen in the media, that the likes of Discovery Health and so on try to procure it directly from the pharmaceutical companies, but to no avail. And the only reason for that can be is that obviously Discovery Health will, for example, it could be other medical scheme as well, would not be able to grant the immunity that government can grant in terms of the powers granted to them in terms of the Disaster Management Act.
So, in terms of I mean, the reality is that we have so little faith in our government that God forbid something happens to somebody, they're going to have to talk to government about it. But the likelihood of them receiving any compensation, I would imagine, is very low.
Yes, unfortunately, what we've seen over the years, that any sort of compensation scheme that governments, whether it's in South Africa or abroad, have initiated, the compensation you receive in terms of the scheme has historically been much, much lower than you would be able to receive if you instituted action against government following a breach of the common law duty of care. Now, this scheme unfortunately takes that away, and you have to institute a claim in terms of the compensation scheme. What we don't know at this stage, and it's unclear from the regulations because they're just the draft regulations at this stage, is what sort of compensation South African citizens will be entitled to. The regulations currently say that the health minister and the finance minister will in due course publish further regulations setting out the structure of and what compensation people will be entitled to. But at this stage, no one knows.
Yeah, it's. But I would imagine as well that if somebody has private medical aid and they do have a reaction to it, they might not be able to receive compensation, but their medical care would be covered under their normal care from their medical aid provider.
Most definitely, yes. So medical aid should cover any sort of incident flowing from a vaccine injury, like they would if you were in a car accident or anything else.
Absolutely. And the reality is, thankfully, the incidents have been very, very low. Hopefully it will just continue going that way.